Big Oil Check-In, exploring the end of the age of oil.
After the age of oil, what will power our civilization? In the popular imagination, successors to oil include everything from solar and wind-powered electricity to dilithium crystals. Whatever the overall future energy mix, it's safe to bet that human power will make a comeback. After all, human power has been the mainstay of our species for almost all of its existence. And it's never really gone away for most of the world's population. Human power can be banal. Someone walking to the grocery store or market and coming back with a backpack or pulling a wheeled cart full of food is using human power for transportation. Human power is usually thought of as being more, well, vehicular. The International Human Powered Vehicle Association encompasses many different visions of how humans can move across a planet using their muscles. The most high-tech are human-powered aircraft like the Gossamer Albatross, a 70-pound pedal-powered airplane that crossed the English Channel in 1979. Other high-tech vehicles are fully fared recumbent bicycles that have been pedaled to over 80 miles per hour on the flat. Human-powered vehicles include rickshaws and bicycle rickshaws, too. For years, I chauffeured an unusual four-wheeled bicycle rickshaw as a hobby in Oslo, Norway. The 200-pound vehicle sported a Surrey top with a fringe, headlights, taillights, turn signals, separate drivetrains for the chauffeur and a passenger seated next to him, a back seat, and 72 gears. Oslo is a hilly city, so I was thankful for the lowest gears when pedaling five adults uphill at a crawl, and for the highest gears when zooming back downhill. I called the vehicle Hillfinder because of its weight. While driving Hillfinder, my legs could detect very slight inclines that I never noticed on an ordinary bicycle. Velomobiles are another variation on human-powered vehicles. They're usually solo machines, recumbent bicycles or tricycles, and they are fully fared to keep the weather off the rider. Unlike the record-breaking machines, velomobiles are designed for comfort of the rider and usually to hold some luggage. With sleek aerodynamics, they often look like miniature sports cars. Some of them are hybrids, that is, they contain a battery and a small electric motor to boost the human operator's power. Of course, an ordinary upright two-wheeled bicycle is also a human-powered vehicle, and a marvel of engineering. A working bicycle with fenders and lights and a luggage rack might weigh one-fifth the weight of a rider. A car weighs maybe 20 times as much as the same rider. No wonder it takes so much less energy to propel the bicycle. Bicycles can be at least as fast as cars for many of the short trips that people take, too. I participated in or watched races where the bicyclists have gone up against car drivers in urban settings, with the provision that everyone must obey all traffic rules. By the time the fastest car driver has completed the course, found a parking spot, and walked to the finish, a bicyclist has always been there first. The AAA in Vermont estimates that the costs of owning a car here are over $6,000 a year. So a person who chooses to go car-free can afford a lot of bicycle with the money saved. Human power is useful not only for vehicles or travel, of course. Long ago, a friend of mine told me of a family he knew where the only TV in the house was hooked up to a battery. The kids were allowed to watch it only as much as they charged the battery with a generator, driven by a stationary bicycle. My friend said the kids got to be very cooperative about which programs they watched. A neighbor of mine has hooked bicycle power up to an apple crusher, which you put apples through first is a step in making apple cider. We just got a crusher and a cider press this year, and ours provides a nice upper body workout to use a hand crank, which is also a form of human power. In 1970s Japan, my parents say they saw a farmer plowing, with a woman, maybe his wife, pulling the plow. I hope it was sandy soil, not clay. Well, are all these forms of human power too slow for your taste? Maybe you'll want to join New Zealand native Peter Bethune on his 540-horsepower 78-foot speedboat. It's powered by biodiesel. The human power bit comes in his search for liposuction fat to create some of the fuel. He estimates that the fat from a typical liposuction operation can power the boat for over a mile. I think a kayak would be more efficient. I'm Carl Etnayer. And that's this week's Peak Oil Check-In.
Peak Oil Check-In was produced by Relocalizing Vermont Productions in association with WGDR Plainfield.